All right, we are back, continuing on with the Transform the Data Center Immersion Experience. And right now, I am joined again by Brannon. You're back for more action.
I sure am. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. It's great to have you again. And we are going to be talking about insight and availability for infrastructure, right?
That is correct. How are we thinking about really having better insight and understanding of what resources we have in the infrastructure, what are the trends that we're seeing, to be able to make better decisions around the infrastructure and plan appropriately. That enables IT admins, data center admins, decision makers to really have better and more crisp decision-making processes as we move forward with scaling the infrastructure. So real quick, as we just think about this at a high level, it's really bringing forward the story that we've had thus far in the TDI session around how Richard can make those decisions and take feedback from the end users. Now, with System Center 2012 SP1, we've now gotten a lot better at being able to help IT admins have clarity around who owns resources that have been deployed. As they're spinning up clouds and spinning up VMs, who's using them? Who's utilizing them? Who's not? That really helps us to be able to have better insight and the deep reporting capabilities that we now have built in with Operations Manager or Service Manager in association with the data warehouse that we have there is now able to provide IT with much more rich reporting.
Yeah, and Brad, you know, if you're Brad and you're that guy, right, you want to know, you're the IT manager, especially once all these folks, the Luises, the app managers, and these folks requesting all these resources, right, you want to have an idea of what's going on, right? I mean, you want to know what department is going gangbusters on requesting all those resources.
That's correct. Yeah. A big challenge that IT has is spinning up resources and they may not be utilized. This helps us to have better insight. So the things that we're going to do, the process that IT admins are able to do with System Center 2012 SP1, they're able to get that data in terms of what is Virtual Machine Manager doing as they're spinning up cloud environments. We're able to store that data, in this case, in Operations Manager and even in Service Manager, because we now have tight integration across the System Center stack. And then we can access that data through the data warehouse. Yep. That gives us really deep insight and really crisp integration as well. So we're going to process that information. We're going to load that data into our data warehouse, and then we're going to be able to have that rendered through our data mart. And that is the key components that are in the back end of what we're going to show today.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, if you're the Richard, you're that guy. You probably, and even the IT managers, right? So if you're the admin or you're a manager, you know, you probably are going to want to start to have some method of chargeback to start appropriately assigning or recovering costs from within your environment, right?
So you have an idea of
where things are going.
That is right. So the elements that helps us do this are definitely going to be achieved with SQL, with our SQL reporting services, Excel, SharePoint, and then the dashboards that we're able to build. But let's be clear, it's also a mechanism for IT to recover those costs back from the business units, but it's also there to drive better behavior as we move forward to the integrated cloud solutions, because it helps business units be able to request what they need and use what they request.
Yep, and Service Manager is the main kind of store for all of that data. So, you know, again, there's a Service Manager course at MVA, gives you a lot of full, really 8 hours of deep dive into the data analysis and all the things that Service Manager does to pull that data in.
That is correct. Yep. That is correct. So another quick component here that I just want to make sure that I touch on is how we're thinking about disaster recovery and utilizing tools to make sure that the environment is up and that we're able to take advantage of the investment that we've made with Windows Server 2012 and System Center 2012 SP1. Okay? So as we're thinking about this, Hyper-V replica is a great attribute to helping you be able to achieve this as we think about what are you doing on-premise, where do we need to replicate, where do we need to have backup resources, and then start to bring in resources from our service provider.
Right, and if you are Kathy, the previous one there talked about Kathy and talking about the costs involved there, I mean, you probably want to minimize the amount of money you have to spend for a disaster recovery scenario. And, you know, with things like Windows Azure and service providers and then having the foundation of Windows Server 2012 and System Center, you know, we make that really easy for you to have potentially a disaster recovery scenario that you don't have to go and, and build out a whole other data center or host out a whole other deal, you could possibly use, depending on your requirements, right, service provider or even a public cloud like Windows Azure to really save you some money.
That is correct. That is correct. And that's a great comment, because now we're able to provide a seamless solution for customers as they have multiple clouds out there, right? They may have private cloud. They may be moving out to service providers, and then we have the public cloud with Windows Azure. And System Center helps bring a lot of those tool sets and activities that admins mm-hmm. do to life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in this case, it looks like Sarini is the IT admin, the one that's down in the in the meat, the heart of all the IT stuff, getting it done, right?
That's correct.
That's one of the advantages, right? You know, if you're used to some of the System Center tools like VMM and some of the other ones we have, you know, we provide within that same console the ability to scale across all of these resources, right? Private Cloud Hoster and Windows Azure. Whereas, you know, if you go with a slew of a whole bunch of different folks and different management platforms, I can see why Sarini might be kind of frustrated with
this. Very frustrating for customers because they have so many different tool sets out there. And then the mm-hmm. integration between those tool sets causes problems, which right. increases downtime, increases potential errors,
right.
and not seamless resolution.
And makes it probably harder to have insight and availability, right?
That is ultimately the
okay.
key.
Okay,
all
right.
That is ultimately the key. All right, so now we're able to show how does these System Center components bring us together with the various portals, and we've seen this in our earlier sessions, mm-hmm. where we have System Center components and we're able to provide resources for end users to access, we have resources for IT admins to access, and it's a consistent experience across them each, even as we go out to Azure. So let's go take a look at the demo that we're going to be showing off today. And this is around having infrastructure visibility with reporting. So the key things that I want to make sure that we touch on today, we're going to be looking at monitoring the infrastructure and for being able to look at the application that's residing on that infrastructure. We're then going to show some features in chargeback and then provide some ways for capacity planning as well.
All right, let's see it. Let's dig in.
Okay. All right, so here we are back in our Transforming the Data Center Immersion. Let's go take a look at infrastructure visibility and what we're doing here. So now let's think about Richard's perspective. Richard is in a position where he needs to make sure that the application that's going to be deployed in his environment is appropriately scaled to meet the SLAs that have been set up. So he wants to make sure that is my infrastructure configured correctly? Are my resources performing appropriately? And then we're going to walk through some work in Operations Manager to provide reporting for him, because he wants to know what is the utilization of my host and my resources and the infrastructure? What does my chargeback scenario look like, and how can I provide that insight back to end users? So those are the things that we want to make sure that we cover today.
Okay, let's see it.
All right. So let's go jump into our lab. So the first thing that we want to do, we want to go walk through actually monitoring this Contoso management platform. So we're going to open up Operations Manager.
And you may have SLAs, right? You mean you might have SLAs associated with these different clouds, and you might want to, you know, as a Richard, you might want to reduce the amount of time or MTTR, right? Mean time to resolution.
That's correct.
To get these
That's
resources right. provisioned for folks.
That is correct.
So that visibility correct. Is going to help out with that.
Yes. So. Okay. Here we are, and you'll notice within Operations Manager, again, and we're having a consistent experience as we were talking about before. So we want to go into monitoring. We want to go take a look at the Contoso management, right? This is where we set up a resource, a folder, where we can actually start to look at the service level for this particular application. So we have a dashboard that we have that we've got here. We're able to see, hey, we have a sales app. We're able to see how it's performing. We're seeing some dips here in service. And we want to make sure that, is this going to be sustainable for us as we think about bringing on this application? Okay? So we want to click on the sales app.
See, here I'm guessing one of the really unique things is that we're diving not only just into a VM monitoring, but we're diving into the app itself, right? We're
that
checking out the app at a really low layer to see what's going on inside the environment.
That is correct. That is correct. Okay. So let's go take a look. Okay. So here we are, we're able to see that we have some measurements in terms of what's being monitored, what's not, where are we healthy, where are we not. And then I'm able to actually go look at the dashboard that we wanna render for this. So here I am with the sales application. I'm able to see the distributed apps that I have available here. I can go ahead and click View Diagram. And what this is going to show me, how each attribute of this sales application is performing. I see that I'm green here, and that's telling me that everything's okay.
So it looks really cool because you have a lot of deep and rich insight into the application right there from within Performance Monitor, Operations Manager. So that you can see, right, if any one part of the app itself is gone wrong, right, you can do something about that.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's correct. So now that we've done that, let's go actually take a look at how we can actually pull some rich reports for looking at how the host is being utilized. How can Richard make a better forecasting decision for his leadership, who's asking him to have better insight into what's going to happen in the future, because budgets are based on that.
Yeah, I mean, you might have an SLA, and Richard, the data center admin guy, he's getting pressure to, you know, if there's any problems or performance issues, to get that fixed, to get that resolved and reduce
That's
and
correct.
Determine what's going on there. So,
that's correct.
You know, what can we do about that, right?
So, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay within Operations Manager, and then I'm going to want to take a look at some reports that Richard is being tasked to pull for making a decision with his senior leadership, because they want to know about how is my resources being utilized, how are we thinking about the future, do we need to plan for more capacity, etc. So we want to look at a couple of reports here. So within our reporting tab, and this is the reporting features that come directly out of Operations Manager, I'm able to come down and take a look at all of the hosts that are connected via Virtual Machine Manager. Again, integration is key. Okay. All right, so now you see I have a number of reports that have been within my environment. I only want to look at just a couple today. I'll just look at host utilization, and then I'll look at some forecasting. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So now when I'm in this report, I'm able to fill in some attributes about this. And I want to add all of these hosts here. These are everything that's in my environment, and I want to take a look at those. Add. Okay. All right, perfect. Now the next thing I want to know is, how long do I want to measure this? We set up some timelines and some guides for you to go by. So let me go ahead and enter that in, okay? Let's say 8 a.m.
So this can be really useful, you know, for forecasting and other things.
Yep.
You know, maybe while for budgeting purposes of whatever, you know, look at the utilization over time and get some reports to forecast maybe spend on what needs to happen for the next fiscal year, perhaps.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. So then I want to go ahead and then go ahead and click add object.
To run, yep, to run the report. Okay, and are those reports, the host utilization and those other ones you saw earlier there, are those reports there available out of the box?
Yes. So
okay.
Then we're able to add in solely just the information about each of those.
Okay.
So we'll give you some guidelines on which reports you can, but you can also bring in your own rich report.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'm able to see each of those.
Okay. All right. So there's the host utilization, it looks like, over the past day or so.
That is correct.
All right.
And I'm able to see how many number of VMs, I'm able to see some CPU information, et cetera, whatever may be relevant for them.
Okay. All right. What other reports you got? What other ones are there?
Let's go take a look at another one. We also have a host utilization growth. So this is what may be really helpful as they think about what is trending. How are we going to think about the future? Okay. So I'll go through that same process. Okay. I want to add those objects. Okay. Okay. I find those hosts. Add them. Okay.
And then probably just maybe the past day or two, whatever,
that's
right?
Perfectly
and then
fine.
Run it, yeah?
That's perfectly fine. Let's go ahead and keep that there, and we can hit run.
So it looks like you got two streams of dates there to kind of analyze how the one side of the growth is versus the other, yeah?
That is correct. That is correct. So here we are again. We're able to see, moving forward, what do we think the potential growth is for how those hosts are being utilized? Why is that important, you may ask? As I'm thinking about capacity planning, it's all about being very accurate to reduce costs and be mindful of our spend in IT. So we need to build out the appropriate scale moving forward. Mm-hmm. We don't want to overcommit. We don't want to underutilize, et cetera.
Right, and so there you can see it looks like some percentages of the average CPU growth, and then they also max CPU percentage growth. So there's a delta period. So maybe you have first quarter or first half to compared to the second half. Month by month depends on kind of the periods of time that makes most sense for your business. But I could see how this could be really useful to say, hey, we could create a trend or a graph over time to see, you know, where we're trajectory we're headed on.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. That's correct. All right. So next thing I want to look at, I just want to jump into showing what chargeback looks like. I've been able to show a couple of these reports here. And again, within your environment, you can add far more capabilities, far more reports, and dive deeper into each of these. And we have many out the box as well. So
Okay. Let's
go ahead and move forward to, let's look at what we're doing in chargeback. And I'll go ahead and close Operations Manager. Service Manager is going to be the heartbeat for how we're actually going to think about chargeback scenarios. And that's where we're able to bring in the connectivity between VMM, Virtual Machine Manager, Operations Manager, and then Service Manager as the heartbeat for all of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and open up Service Manager. Okay? All right, so here we go. We're in Service Manager, and now we want to look at the reporting that we have available. So let's go ahead and click on Reporting. Okay? And I want to look at some data center usage. I want to understand how are we actually thinking about providing reports back to the organization. Okay, so I have two reports that I already have here. One is data center usage dashboard, and then I can also break this out by call center. One of the big things is that when I set up my pricing for chargeback, I'm able to say for the same type of cloud, for the same resources, I can have varying pricing based on the business units that request them, which is unique because now IT may have different types of scale or different types of agreements with departments. This enables them to do that. But let's take a look at what we have, and I can quickly dive into what each of these look like. Okay. Okay. And this takes me right into the report within Excel. And as you see here, I'm able to show, look, I have some call centers. I'm able to see which call center is higher than another. I'm able to see my clouds, my top clouds that are being requested. Then I can also do it based on user roles. Now I'm able to see attributes around my top price sheets, my top user roles, et cetera. And then I can see daily details. And this is where it really becomes very rich pricing in terms of I can provide this back. And Lewis's team, for instance, in the earlier scenarios, he's able to go back to his leadership team and say, here's what we've requested, here's what you're using. And those departments know that they now have costs associated with the resources they request. So now it drives a behavior that I've requested something, I know I need to give it back. So you can take the next step and go into billing scenarios, but this is really the very first step in providing that insight and that reporting to them. Okay?
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. Yeah.
I can do the same thing as I think about those monthly totals as well. So this is something that's very, very helpful that helps us be able to break this down. You can slice this by year. You can look by the month. I can see year to date. I can do quarterly if I choose to. This is also enables capabilities of coming to SharePoint, where you can expand this into a SharePoint experience so that now your business units have a dashboard or a portal to go to as well. So
yeah,
this is what we're delivering with chargeback in 2012 SP1.
Yeah, and the beautiful part too is, you know, when this is all being attached to Service Manager, Service Manager is fully customizable. So if you want to do even more advanced things other than just create, let's say, an Excel spreadsheet, you could automate all kinds of tasks and activities, sending emails off. You know, if you wanted to write custom code integrating with your possibly finance system, I mean, the sky's kind of the limit as far as, you know, what kind of tweaks you want to do on tacking on with Service Manager.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right.
Correct.
Well, thanks so much for this insight and availability. And thanks for coming and helping out with the course.
Thank you so much.